This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
New this morning, we're learning what the U.S. is telling Israel about its war with Hamas. Israel must operate with greater precision if the war continues. That's what U.S. officials are saying anonymously about what the U.S. is telling Israel. The AP's Donna Warder has more on this.
The Biden administration wants Israel to avoid more large-scale civilian casualties or mass displacement, like what occurred before the current temporary ceasefire. Israel's ground campaign is aimed at eradicating the Hamas militant group, but there's been international and domestic pressure about the rising Palestinian death toll, which is at more than 13,000 people. Meanwhile, the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to return to the Middle East this week as the U.S. hopes to find a way to further extend the ceasefire and get more hostages released. Donna Warder, Washington.
Today is day 5 of that ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Both sides have agreed to extend the truce through Wednesday, with another 2 planned exchanges of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Here in the U.S., a man's pleaded not guilty to attempted murder in the weekend shooting and wounding of 3 college students of Palestinian descent in Vermont. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The 3 college students who were outside just getting some fresh air were seriously injured over the weekend when a man approached them and shot them. An attack, says Attorney General Merrick Garland.
That investigation, including whether this is a hate crime, is ongoing.
The suspect, 48-year-old Jason J. Eaton, is being held without bail. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Carter Center confirms that former President Carter plans to attend a memorial service today in Atlanta for his wife, Rosalynn. She died on November 19th. This is AP News. Former President Trump says if he's reelected president, he will renew efforts to replace Obamacare. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
Former President Donald Trump says he wants to reopen the contentious fight over the Affordable Care Act. Trump posted on his social media site that he is seriously looking at alternatives to Obamacare. President Joe Biden's campaign cast the call as yet another extremist proposal from the GOP frontrunner. The back and forth points to what could be a key issue in a general election rematch between Trump and Biden. Healthcare has generally been a better issue for Democrats than Republicans, who have largely abandoned efforts to repeal the law in recent years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Fog is believed to have caused a roughly 30-vehicle collision on an Idaho interstate yesterday, Interstate 86, west of Pocatello. One person with minor injuries. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.